We now continue with lesson number 102 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. Today we will complete the 24th perek. We will learn the 17th and final Mishnah of the 24th perek, and we will begin the 25th perek, learning the first Mishnah thereof. So it's Perek of Dalid, Mishnah Yud Zayin, and then Perek Chof Hei, Mishnah Aleph. Perek Chof Dalet, Mishnah Yud Zayin, continues with the format of all the other preceding 16 Mishnayosin, and speaks of an item which has three subtypes. Sholosh Kupos Hein, there are three types of boxes. There is a situation, in other words, three conditions in which boxes can be, in which they are either metame tumas medris or only tame tumas meis or tahor miklum. So, one example is mehuha. Mehuha means a ragged box, a box which is torn to shreds. Still a box, but it's a bad shape. It's beluya, it's ragged. Sheteloya, which was suspended upon, draped upon, al habriya. Briya means a gazunte kupa, a healthy kupa, a kupa which is intact. So what they did is they took this smaller box, which was briya, and they enclosed it in this upper box, outer box rather, which was ragged. It's simply the ragged box now is going to reinforce the healthy, the intact, strong box. So, holchin achar habriya. We look at the condition in terms of tumah v'tahara of the healthy, intact box. If the intact box is tomei, a sheretz fell into it and it's tomei, then the beluya, the mehuha, the frayed or ragged box is also tomei, because the ragged box is merely an appendage of the Briya box, and if the Briya box is Tameya, so the Beluya is also Tameya. But if the intact strong box is Tohor, it's the Beluya which is Tamei, and you put the Beluya on the Briya, then they are both Tohor, because the Beluya is now simply part of the Briya. The Briya is Tohora, so the whole thing is Tohor. Kol ha-mechuba le-tohor, Tohor. Kitana al ha-gedola. Suppose you put a smaller box on top of a larger box to balance it or to raise its height a little bit, and they're both either good strong boxes or both ragged boxes. Holchin achar ha-gedola. We look at the status in terms of tumah v'tahara of the larger box. If the larger box is tomei, the smaller one is Tameh too. If the larger box is Tohor, they're both Tohor. Hoyu Shavo, suppose you have two boxes which are of equal size, and you put one on top of the other for greater height or whatever, and both of them are intact or both of them are ragged. So then, Holchen Achar HaPnimis, you take a look, which is the inner box? The inner box is the main one. The outer box is merely a protector, so to speak, of the inner box. If the inner box is Tomei, the outer one is too. The inner one is Tohor, they're both Tohor. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kaf Moznai. Imagine a scale, an old-fashioned scale. So it has the whole contraption of a rod and poles and strings, etc. But at the bottom of the strings are a saucer type of a vessel in which you put the items that you're weighing. So you imagine this saucer is like a disc, large disc, and you not want to remove this kaf, this disc, bowl-shaped kaf moznayim, and put it upon your mecham, upon your big kettle that you have. Kazokaf Moznayim Sheteloya, it was used to patch Al Shulei HaMecham, the bottom of the Mecham. So there was something faulty in the floor of this kettle. So you want to reinforce it. So you put what used to be a kaf moznayim, and you put it at the bottom. So it depends. Mibifnim, if you put it inside the mecham at the bottom, tome, then it is mikabel tuma, meaning if the kaf moznayim was tome, and you took this tome dikya kaf moznayim, this kaf moznayim which is tome, and put it as a patch to reinforce the bottom of the inside of the mecham, of the kettle, then the kettle is also tome, because this kaf moznayim, which is tome, is now a very major part of the kettle. However, mibachutz, if you took this kaf moznayim and put it under the kettle on the outside, and then tohor, then the mecham remains tohor, because the mecham is not affected by the kaf moznayim, which is under it. Tilo yo al sido, suppose you put as a patch this kaf moznayim, this disc, upon the side walls of the kettle, not on the bottom, but on the side walls, bein mibifnim, bein mibachutz, whether you put it on the side wall inside the kettle or on the side wall outside the kettle, nevertheless, tor. The mecham was never tomei. The mecham is not going to become tomei from the kaf moznayim, which is placed in it. It only will take on the halacha of the tumah of the kaf moznayim if the kaf moznayim is serving as its floor from inside of this kettle. But if it's outside the kettle, or even if it's inside the kettle but along the walls of the kettle, so then kaf moznayim remains a kaf moznayim tomeh, and the mecham remains a mecham tohor. That is Mishneh Yud Zayin, and so we've completed Perek 24, Perek Chof Dalet. Now we move on to Perek Chof Hei. And here we have a halacha called the halacha of Achorayim Votoch, the halacha of the back or outside of a vessel, and the halacha of the toch, of the inside of the vessel. When we say that a vessel has the halacha of achorayim v'toch, we mean that the status regarding tumah and tahara of the achorayim, of the back of the vessel, is different from the status regarding tumah v'tahara of the inside of the vessel. In this respect, if the inside of the vessel becomes tomei, the toch becomes tomei. For example, mashkim tomei. Now we know min ha-Torah, mashkim fluids cannot be metamei, a kli, unless the mashkim are themselves an avatuma. However, midrabbonon, all mashkim tomeim can be metamei kelim. So if you have mashkim tomeim inside a vessel, in the toch of the vessel, no, the whole vessel becomes tameh, even the achorayim, even the outside wall of the vessel. But if the mashkim tameim touch the outside of the vessel, never penetrating inside, then the achorayim are tameh, but not the inside. Because since the whole tumah of tumas mashkim is only midrabbanon, the rabbanon will makel if the mashkim touches the achorayim, the outside, but not the inside. In that case, the outside is tomei from being coming in contact with the mashkim tomeim, but the inside remains tohor. So, which kelim have this halacha, where there's a difference between whether the mashkim tomeim are betochom or achoreihem? So Rabbi Yehuda says, kol ha-kelim yesh lohem achorayim votoch, that all the kelim on this list have a halacha of achorayim votoch, kegon hakorim, pillows. Pillows can be turned inside, outside. The hakisosos, sheets also, which have two layers. There's an inside and an outside to the sheet. For hasakin, sacks, of course, have an inside and an outside. For hamartzufim, martzufim is a big sack which is used to haul big loads of cargo. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says all those items have the halacha of achorayim betoch. If mashkim tameim is inside the sack, so the whole sack is tameh. If mashkim tameim touch the outside of the sack, The outside's tamei, but the inside remains tahor, etc. That's the halacha of, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, no. We have to have something which distinguishes outside from inside. If you have a normal pillowcase, there's no way normally of telling when is the inside out and when's the outside in. Because either way, it can serve perfectly well as a pillowcase. So therefore, Rabbi Meir says, such objects do not have a halacha of achorayim v'toch. Because there's no distinction, no physical distinction between the achorayim and the toch. However, there is a way sometimes where the achorayim are distinctively different from the toch. And that is if the achorayim have tovros. Tovros are loops, the loops that you put your belt through. So imagine a pair of pants. There, I know which side is the outside and which side is the inside, because there are tovros, there are loops for me to loop my belt through. That shows me what's the outside. On the inside, there are no such loops. So Rav Meir gives a klal. Kol shayesh lo tovros. If you have a vessel which has these loops indicating that where the loops are, that's the achorayim. Yesh lo achorayim v'toch. So such a vessel has this halacha of achorayim v'toch. And if mashkim tameim are inside such a vessel, then the outside where the tovros are also tameh. But if the mashkim tameim only touches the outside, and we know which is the outside because that's where the tovros are, then the outside is tameh, but not the inside. Because there's a clear distinction. You're not going to turn a pair of pants inside out and wear them that way, although it could be, but you're not going to be able to put your belt on because the tovros are, if you turn it inside out, the tovros are on the inside. Continuing, explains Rabbi Meir, v'chol she'ein lo tovros, if you have something like a sack or a pillowcase, so there's no loops, no indications of what's the inside, what's the outside. Kol she'ein lo tovros, ein lo achorayim v'toch, has no halacha of achorayim v'toch, because you could turn it inside out and use it in that way, inside out, just as good as outside in. Just as good as outside out. The opposite of inside out is outside out. So you can use it either way. And therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, a sack or a karnim uksasos and matzofim that Rabbi Yehuda lists, all those items, whether the mashkim tameim touch the inside or even if they touch the outside, the whole keli is tamei, because there's no identification of what's achorayim and what's toch. But remember, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't matter. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda takes it a step further, continuing in the Mishnah. Hashulchan v'hadulpiki. Shulchan, we learned before, is a large table. And a dulpiki is a small little table upon which you, like a service table, a serving table, upon which you put things, from which you take things from the dulpiki and put them on the main table. Yesh lohem achorayim v'toch de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, the top of the table, that's the toch. That's the part that you use. That's the inside. That's the toch. The underneath of the table, or the sides of the table, that's achurayim. So if mashkim tameim spill upon the top of the table, surface of the table, then the whole table is tamei. But if mashkim tameim touch the underneath of the table, or the sides of the table, the top of the table remains tohor, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, ein lohem achurayim. No, things like tables have no inside and outside. You can't tell me the surface is the inside and the underside is the outside. And therefore, according to Rav Meir, mashkim tameim spill upon a table, the whole table is tameh no matter where on the table the mashkim tameim were spilled. V'chein tavlo she'ein lo lizbeis. The same machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir, that we have with regard to the table, we also have with regard to a tray, a tavla, which has no frame around it, has no fence around it, so to speak, a flat tray. Here too, Rabbi Yehuda will say, the top surface of the tablet, that's considered the toch, and the underneath of the tablet, that's considered achorayim. Mashkim tameim spill upon the top of the tablet, no, the bottom of the tablet is also tameh. But if mashkib tameim fall upon the underneath of the top of the tablet remains tor, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because it does have a halacha of achorayim v'toch. But according to Rabbi Meir, no, it's all toch. It's all one keli. There's no din achorayim. And wherever the mashkim tameim touch, the whole keli becomes tameh, according to Rabbi Meir. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. And so we have concluded the first Mishnah of the 25th Perek, and the process also concluded lesson number 102.